Okay, we're going to be learning Arvei Psochim with the Rashbam. That's usually what's done, and not with the Rashi. Shaila whether it's Rashi altogether what we have here. Okay. Erev Psochim. There's another Girsa. Tosa says Arvei Psochim. So if it's Erev Psochim, then it's going on Korbanos Pesach. Erev Psochim, the Erev when you shecht a lot of Psochim, or Arvei Psochim can mean Stam, the Erev Pesach every year, or Erev Pesach Rishon and Erev Pesach Sheni. Arvei Psochim applies to Pesach Sheni too, because you have a mitzvah matzah, just like you have a mitzvah matzah the first Pesach. So either Erev Psochim, Samach Lemincha, LeYochal Adam Atshetechshev. Right, Samach Lemincha, if you want a second, what exactly what time that is. A person's not allowed to eat till it gets dark. Afilu Ani should be Israel LeYochal Atshiyosi. That even an Ani shouldn't eat until he sits down and makes a seva. Lo Yitchesu Lo Mi'arba Kosa Shul Yayin, Vafilu Minatamchoi. You shouldn't give him less then arba kosos, even if he has to take it from the tamchoi, from the soup kitchen, free food they used to give. Ochi Rashbam, arvei psochim, somach lemincha, mincha ktana. We're talking here, mincha is mincha ktana. Right, kodem lemincha ma'at, chatzi shah, and somach lemincha is a half an hour before the time of mincha ktana, betchila shah asiris, the beginning of the 10th hour. Because mincha ktana is 10 and a half hours. So this is what's it called, an hour, half hour before the beginning of the 10th hour. Tisman, Tomid Nishcha Bishmonu Mechza, Bekarei B'teisho Mechza. Nimtza Mincha Ktana B'teisho Mechza. Mincha Ktana is 9 and a half hours in the day. So the beginning, the ninth hour is the beginning of the 10th hour. In other words, after 9 hours is gone, so you're beginning the 10th hour. So, Shoah series is after 9 hours of the day, because mincha is after 9 and a half hours of the day. The samach lehanu chatzi shoah kodim b'sof shoah cheese u'tchila shoah series, the end of 9 hours, which is the beginning of the 10th hour. Lo yochal adam kadesh yochal matzah shal mitzvah v'te'aval mishum hiber mitzvah. So the Rashbam says the reason you're not allowed to eat erev Pesach is because you have to eat matzvah l'teyavim. And that's called hiddur mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah is not only the beauty of the mitzvah, but doing the mitzvah in an enhanced way. So if you do it when you're hungry, that's enhanced. The mitzvah is eating when you're hungry is a better mitzvah than eating when you're not hungry. Va'afilu oni shebi'israel lo yochal ba'ardei psochim ad sheyosef kederech b'nei chorin b'mito v'al ha'shulchan zecher l'cheres. Even an oni shouldn't eat on Erev Pesach until he's mekayim the mitzvah of Haseba, the mito v'al ha'shulchan zecher l'cheres. The whole union of Haseba is a zecher l'cheres. That's the way free people eat. So the medaktik in this Rashbam, that you're not yotzei Haseba if you just sit on a couch. You have to have a table also. It's not derecheres unless you're reclining by a table. If you stop reclining and eating it on the couch, that's not called derecheres. You need a table also. Also, Tosfos here asks, why an ani? What's the special thing about an ani? So one pshat he says is that the ikar of the ani is al sheyesev. Even an ani has to make haseba. You would think that haseba of an ani is not a zecher lecheres. He doesn't, bechlal doesn't have a zecher lecheres. So he shouldn't have to make haseba. Kamash malon, even an ani has to make haseba. The second pshat Tosfos says is that it's going on the lo yochal. Even an ani who hasn't eaten for a few days still has to wait to eat till the night. Okay. Who shouldn't give him less? The gaboyim who have to give food to the aniyim. Right? You have to give a certain amount of food to a person who's traveling. You give something. Somebody who's part, who's the, in that city, you give a different thing. See the same lashon over there in Peah. That lo yitchesu is going on the gaboy tzedaka. V'hu adin nami im lo nashnu lo shetzorah shiyazer v'kol kocho achrav. If he doesn't get it, he has to go and get it himself. Right? In other words, he has to go and beg to be able to have money to have arba kosher. Ela urcha de milsa nokat shiragilim litim labakosis. Mice and ani, usually people give him there's welfare that gives him food. The sidran mefurish lefanenu, right? And later on the Gemara is going to discuss these arbakosos. Umatsinu b'reshis rabba, rav hunda b'shem rabbi abba omer, keneged arba l'shonei geula. Right? In Medrash Rabba it says that it's keneged the arba l'shonos of geula. Ha'amurim b'golos Mitzrayim, v'hotseisi, the go'alti, v'lokachti, the hitzalti. It's very difficult for Rashbam because it's not the right order. Right, should read the Hotseisi, the Hitzalti, the Goalti, the Lokachti, the Goalti, the Lokachti. It's a completely different order. The Arbakosos are not with the order of the Pasuk, but a different order. The Parshas Bo'era. The Afilu who misparnish mitamchu shal tzlaka, the Hainu oni shabaniyim, a person who gets his food from the soup kitchen, right, from the welfare. So he's the poorest of the poor. A person who has enough food, enough money to buy two sudas isn't allowed to take from the tamchoy. So you have to be really poor to take from the tamchoy. Afilu hakim lo nasnu lo gaboyt stoka yimkuras mabusho. O yalda, o yaskarat sasnu, vishvil yain l'arbakosos. He has to sell his clothes to buy arbakosos. So they ask l'chora for a mitzvah sasei. You only have to spend up to a chomesh. Al yivazbeis yosher michomesh for a mitzvah saseh. So why over here you have to sell your clothing? L'chora, that's considered a lot more than a chomesh, right? If you don't have anything, you have to sell your clothes. So some say that it's only by mitzvah. We find the same thing by Ner Chanukah. You have to sell your clothing. So some say it's only by these two mitzvahs because of pirsumei nisa that. And the idea is either because Pirsumei Nisa is a tremendously important thing, or the Maram Shik says, because Pirsumei Nisa is a mitzvah in Orla Chavera. And therefore you can't pat yourself just because you don't have enough money. You're mechuyev to do it for the sake of other people. And others, so the Bir Alocha says, that every mitzvah deoraisa, you have to sell your clothing to be mekayim the mitzvah. But these two, Ner Chanukah and Arba Kosos, only the Rabbanan. Still, since there's Pesumei Nisa, even for those two you have to do also, even though they're only Rabbanan. But most other shitas hold that even for a mitzvah d'oraisa, you're not mechuyev to sell your clothing, except for these two mitzvahs, which are Pesumei Nisa. Okay. Tosus over here says, lo yifchesu lo, it's mashma, that all you need is one kos for family. Because it doesn't say you have to give for his whole family, just for him. Arbakosos. And he has a shaila what the mitzvah of arbakosos is. Is the mitzvah of arbakosos like kiddush? Not everybody has to have a kos by kiddush. You could be motzi somebody in kiddush. The mitzvah is, the way the Brisker Rav explains, the mitzvah is to make the seder and the various parts of the seder al hakos, just like there's a mitzvah to say kiddush al hakos. So not everybody has to have a kos. The person who's being motzi, the other people in those things, has to have a kos. And he has to drink from it because you have to drink from the kos. But not there's a mitzvah of drinking. There's a mitzvah to make a kiddush al hakos. There's a mitzvah to make haggadah al hakos. So mela, not everybody has to have a kos. The person who's being motzi them and these things has to have a kos in front of him. Mamash la kiddush. Or no, the mitzvah of arbakos is to drink arbakos. You can't be yotze b'shlichus by drinking, right? You have to drink yourself. So if the mitzvah of drinking, everybody needs their own kos and has to drink their kos. If the mitzvah is to do these mitzvahs al hakos, then not everybody needs a kos, only the person who's being motzi everybody. Another thing here, before we go on. What's the reason, that you can't eat? So Rashi says, because they should be able to eat matzah l'te'avon. Tosha says over here, first of all, what are we talking about, what not eating? We'll see later on. That mine targima, not bread, you're allowed to eat. Even Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, what's it called here, Erev Pesach, the same thing. So, what is exactly that you're not allowed to eat? If it's matzah, you can't eat matzah anyway, Erev Pesach, because you're not allowed to eat matzah, Erev Pesach. If it's chametz, you can't eat chametz anyway, after Chatzos, after Shoah Asiris.
So what are you talking about? It has to be something that's not matzah, not chametz, so it's not fruit or things like that. That's anyway mutter to eat. So Tosa says the only matzah you're not allowed to eat erev Pesach is regular matzah, lechem only. But matzah shira you're allowed to eat. And other Rishonim say you're allowed to eat betzeko shel nochrin. Mamish matzah that's not matzah shira, but you just can't be yotzi with it. It's not matzah lishma. Nafkamina is the reason why you can't eat matzah erev Pesach. Some say the reason is, like the Rashbam says, because you should eat matzah l'teyavim. It should be exciting to you. Therefore, it's only matzah that has a taste of matzah that would make it not exciting. But if you eat matzah shira, it doesn't taste like matzah. It's a different taste, so there it's not a problem. Others hold, the Trumas Hadesh and others, that even matzah that tastes like matzah, but you're not yotzei with it. It's not wasn't made l'shma or whatever. Tzeko shel nochrin. You're allowed to eat erev Pesach. It's only matzah you could be yotzei matzah with. So there are other reasons why you're not allowed to eat matzah erev Pesach. One is that it should be a heker. It should be clear that what's it called that you're eating this matzah l'shem mitzvah. So therefore, any matzah that you couldn't eat l'shem mitzvah l'chora doesn't apply to that. That's the Rambam shita. Others hold because it's hukash l'pesach, right? Al matzah sumrorim yochlu. So just like Pesach, you're not allowed to eat till the night, right? V'yochlu es habosar balayla hazeh, not bayom. So matzah also, you can't eat in the daytime. You have to wait till night to eat the matzah shel mitzvah. But that's only matzah shel mitzvah. With matzah that you can't be yotze, even if it tastes like matzah, the chor is not included in that. So that's one machlokus, whether you're allowed to eat matzah erev Pesach, only matzah that doesn't taste like matzah, or even matzah that tastes like matzah, but you're not yotzei with it for other reasons. What else? Okay, what else is here? We said the Ani, and we said the Dinim of Ibacosmos. I think that's it. One more thing. What's it called? Atchet Techshach. Tosa says that it has to be mamish till night because it says matzah is hukash lepesach and Pesach it says va'achlu es habosar balayla hazeh has to be laila. And Tosa says therefore even if you can make yontif early you can't eat matzah till nighttime. Right? And the Achronim explained that even though Tosfos yontif or Tosfos Shabbos you could be yotze and eat the suda too. Right? So why can't you eat matzah if you're mosif mikodesh lechol? So they say that Hosafas Yontif and Shabbos doesn't make it night. It makes it that you're adding from the daytime of Chol and making that Kodesh. But it's daytime. Any mitzvah that you need night, you're not Yotzei at that time. Any mitzvah you need the date, in other words, it should be Shabbos, it's Shabbos. You can make Shabbos early. But it's not nighttime of Shabbos, it's daytime. You made daytime, nighttime, daytime. That's how Shabbos then comes. A little bit of daytime, nighttime, and then daytime. So any mitzvah that needs night and not the date, you're not yotzei in Tosfos Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Shaila, can you make kiddush though? The Chasam Sofer says, fine, you can't eat matzah, right? You can't eat maror, but you can make kiddush. Because kiddush is dependent on the fact that it's Yom Tov. Now it's Yom Tov. And others say, no, you can't even make kiddush, because kiddush is the first of the Arba Kosos. And all the mitzvahs of the night are hukish together. And just like you can't eat matzah at night, you can't do abacosis at night either. You can't do the tibul in the daytime either. So all the mitzvahs of the Seder, ain't a chenami. Kiddush, you could be yotzei. But kiddush here is also part of the mitzvahs of the night. That has to be dafk at night. Okay, let's go on. So, my iri arvi psachim, afilo arvi shabbosis v'yomim tovim nami. The chora, what's the special that you can't eat arvi psachim? Even what's it called, Arve Shabbos is the Yom Tov, every Shabbos in Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat. Be it what's it called, the Tanya. Lo yochal odom the Arve Shabbos is the Yom Tov, mina mincha lemal. You can't eat Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov from mincha time and on. Mincha ketana, right? Kedei she yikonis the Shabbos kshu taiva. In other words, you should come to Shabbos when you're hungry. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ocha v'holich atshetechshach. Rabbi Yossi holds that you could eat till night time. So Amar Avuna lo tzricha lo b'yosi and echanami. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's no chiddush over here that arvei psachim you can't eat, right? What's it called? Because you can't eat every erev Shabbos and every erev Yom Tov. But the Chiddush is according to Rabbi Yossi. Even Rabbi Yossi, who holds on a regular Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, you're allowed to eat till night, Erev Pesach not. Right? El Rabbi Yossi, Damra Ochel Aholech Hashitechsha. Honey, Mile Be'er Arve Shabbos is the Yomim Tovim. Aval De'erev Pesach, Bishum Chiyuva De Matzah, Mode. Right? So, Lechora, if you learn that the reason you can't eat matzah, Erev, well, here it's different, because you're eating what's it called, because of the chiyuv of matzah, the chiyuv of doraisa, so then you can't eat before. The only thing is, Erev Sukkot is also chiyuv doraisa, to eat. So why is Erev Sukkot? I can understand Erev Shavuos is different, but why is Erev Sukkot different? Right, the chor is a chiyuv of achila in the Sukkot, just like there's a chiyuv of matzah. So why would Rabbi Yossi hold only by Erev Pesach? He should hold by Erev Sukkot also. Right? But it could be that if the reason that Stam you can't eat matzah, Erev Pesach, is because you eat matzah l'teyavon. So even though, what's it called, that only applies to matzah that tastes like matzah, or matzah that you yotze with, right? But from mincha l'mala, in order they should eat matzah, you should be hungry to eat matzah, there they made the din. But by sukkah, it's not the food that's important, it's the fact that you're eating in the sukkah. So therefore, you don't have to have, the food doesn't have to be extra special to you, the eating has to be extra special. In Mela, they wouldn't make such a din. But where you want the matzah to be special, that's a different story. Whether the chetz of the matzah is the mitzvah, here the chetz of the food's not the mitzvah, it's the eating in the sukkah that's a mitzvah. What? No, the zeru shavah is how much you have to eat, or whatever. But it doesn't make the food, you don't have to eat matzah. It doesn't make the food a chetz shel mitzvah. Just like you have to eat matzah, kazayis, or whatever, erev Pesach, the little Pesach, you have to eat in the sukkah, do that mitzvah also, two different mitzvahs. One is eating in the sukkah, but it doesn't become that you don't have to eat matzah, otherwise you should have to eat matzah. Rashbam. Afilo arve shabbosos, aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, kadeshia kiddush v'suda shabbos chavvolav. Right? Same thing. There's that kiddush and suda shabbos should be chavvitz. Rabbi Yehuda holds also you can't eat min amincha l'mala. Mishum chiyuva de matzah, shalot tein achelos al hasova. Shouldn't eat matzah al hasova. Right? V'chiyuva de matzah, lai lo harishin chova. D'chsi bo'erev tochlu matzos. Right, and even though the chor of the matzah, the atikomen, we do eat al hasova because that's called the mitzvah called in Pesach, right? But the original matzah that you have to eat, yeah, there shouldn't be eaten when you're full. You should eat it when you're hungry. Hachi garsinan afilo. Okay, let's go on. Rab Papa Amar afilo teim Rabbi Yehuda. No, there could be even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need this Mishnah. Hashem barvi shabbosos v'yom tovim min amincha l'malu hu da'asar samach l'mincha shori. Afa be'erev ha-pesach afilu samach l'mincha nami yasar. Right? The difference is, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? Arvi shabbosos and arvi yom tovim, it's only from 9.5 hours and on that it's asar. But not from the beginning of the 9th hour. And by erev Pesach, it's asar even from the beginning of the 9th hour. So where it says, hu be'erev shabbos samach l'mincha shori? Right? You're going to tell me that Erev Shabbos, a half an hour before Mincha, you are allowed to eat? It's only from Mincha and on that you're not allowed to eat according to Rabbi Yehuda. For Atanya, lo yochal odem be'erev Shabbos yom tovim, miteisha sholos v'mala. Kedei sheyikonis v'Shabbos shutava, div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi omer ochel v'holeich ad shetechsha. Right? So, the chora of this price that says b'feirush that Rabbi Yehuda holds that samach l'mincha is also even Erev Shabbos. So that teretz is not going to be good. That there's a difference, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, between Erev Shabbos and Erev Pesach in that half hour. Right? Omar Marzutra, man leimel under misarts. So he, who said that b'risa is authentic? Dil mishabeshte, it's a mistaken, what's it called, mistaken b'risa. It should say, min amincha l'mala, not samach l'mincha. Not mitesha shos, but tesha v'chetzi shos. Rashbam. Afilu tamer of Yehuda, hasa min amincha l'mala, b'milseid Rabbi Yehuda, k'tani min amincha l'mala, u'masnis and tan somach l'mincha. Miteisha shos l'mala, haynu chatsi shos somach l'mincha. This b'risa says b'feirush that even Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you have to start not eating from the 9th hour, beginning of the 10th hour, right, after 9 hours, not 9.5 hours. Where it says, dilma mishabeshkahi,
The Havilei L'mishne Mitesh also Mechzol Ma'al. In Chanami, the Brisa should have said 9.5, not 9. Inami min amincho l'mala, or should have said min amincho l'mala, ukeditanya bahi kamaish, like the first Brisa said. But this Brisa was not an authentic Brisa.